T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I just dropped my phone. On the Monday back for many of you. Hopefully your day is going quickly. I know a lot of you back to work for the first time in several days. Probably getting sick of being at work. Unless you work from home. And then you're probably doing things around the house with your computer on. Like maybe you took advantage of Cyber Monday deals while your computer was, while you were, quote, working. Did you get any good deals? But whatever it is, hopefully it's going by quickly. 2 hours left for you 9-to-5 people. I've never worked a 9-to-5 job. Do you realize that? All the jobs I've worked, none of them have been 9-to-5. The closest I got was when I worked receiving at Bed Bath & Beyond. That was 7-to-4. But I've never worked the hours 9-to-5. Which was a Dolly Parton song, Josh. I'm not sure if you know that. It's also a movie.
Really? You don't think I would know 9-to-5 by Dolly Parton?
I don't know. Maybe you don't.
Country music is my thing.
Huh? Yeah, but you know, some people say country music's my thing, but they can't tell you anything that happened before 95.
That's very true. Yes. I know a lot of people like that.
Exactly. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. Couple of items for this hour as we continue what we were discussing last hour. Here live on WBEN, you heard the press conference with John Flynn, Mayor Byron Brown, a couple of attorneys, that the Topps shooter pled guilty to the 15 charges. And one was, I have to go get the exact language on that charge. First degree domestic terrorism motivated by hate, that will put him in prison for life without parole. Now, the Department of Justice is weighing the death penalty. My comment on that is, if this is not where you use the death penalty, then where do you use it? What's the point of having it on the books? In my opinion, this is where you use the death penalty. This is why the federal government has the death penalty. This is why New York State should have the death penalty. What do you say? 803-0930, star 930. And then, racism in America. Because I will go back, if you're just joining us, I will go back with what I said last hour. I do believe a majority of this country, they're good people, they're loving people, they're caring people. They're not racist people. Unfortunately, we do have, though a small number, we do have racist people in this country. And how do we fight that? How do we fight racism? It's much more than wearing a shirt that says, stop hate, choose love. How do we act, stop hate, choose love? How do we fight the idea that somebody is lesser because of the color of their skin? How do we fight that? This monster that walked into Tops on May 14th walked in there with one goal, and that was to shoot people because of the color of their skin. Again, I do believe that a majority of people in this country are not racist. However, I think there is a small number of people with racist thoughts. And that's a problem. That's a problem. So where do we go from here? How do we put words into action? How do we say, yes, not only are we going to stop hate, we're going to make sure that these ideas, this way of thinking, is fought every way possible. Now, someone put on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, and they said, what if the parents, and you know, we talked about this a lot during, you know, in the days and weeks after May 14th, you know, what did the parents know? All of this going on under their roof. How is this child on a state level, on a federal level, how is this teenager, this monster, not on some kind of radar after what had happened in his school? His parents knew that he had viciously killed a cat, decapitated a cat. What did the parents know? And what if anything, did the parents know of his racist beliefs? As a texter put on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It's difficult for me to talk about because I don't have those kind of thoughts. I don't think that way. And I don't know anyone that does think that way. But let me tell you, if someone in my life had thoughts of being superior because of race, you bet that I would do everything in my power to show them that they're wrong. That those thoughts, those thoughts are wrong. That you can't look at people and you can't hate people because of the color of their skin. You know, I mean, to the point of if someone in my life had those thoughts and, you know, a conversation or two with them didn't change those thoughts, didn't show them their wrongs, that's the kind of person you kind of just, you know, stop talking to. I mean, that is someone that you disown. Is that the word? Disown. You're like, I don't want to hang around with this toxicity anymore. What do you think? 803-0930, *930, death penalty and racism in America. Again, I do think it is a small number of people with racist thoughts. But how do we fight that? How do we act out, stop hate, choose love? Let's start in Amherst with Kyle. Hey, Kyle, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks a lot, Joe. It was a pleasure to have you on the radio. A great question. I think you have to go back to the time period where it was allowed and condoned the racial agenda, separatism. I don't know if a lot of people realize that it was taught that black people came from descendants of basically monkeys and animals, and white people were descended from Adam and Eve. And that was one of the justification for slavery. Actually was told that they were doing us a favor, us as black people, by, you know, at least we had food, shelter, and they were, you know, teaching us their Christian ways. Then you have the 1900s after the Black Codes, you have the Jim Crow laws. It was, you know, taught in families that whites, medically taught that black brains were less inferior. They couldn't learn the same. And then you get into a period where you have generations of people who, you know, basically raise their kids to believe a certain way. And then now you enter into this time period where you have social networks and media that condone and collaborate that mind thinking. You know, our First Amendment gives us the right to our thoughts and speech, but, you know, that's the problem. You know, people are allowed to say what they want, and then you have these poor kids who grow up in society who may have been fed this mindset, and it's just a legacy of continuance. And then, well, first of all, I was telling them, it's not really racism anymore, because racism is basically saying that one group has power over the other. And in this day and age, there's no group that has power over anybody. So it's more of a bigot mindset. But, you know, all you can do is basically send your kids off to college, schools, have more diversity. Kids today probably grow up differently than they did in the 40s and 50s, that's for sure. I'm sure your high school had a melting pot of different cultures in Amherst. And so we enter in this time period where, you know, there's more integrated families. There's more things that we're just not going to tolerate. But at the end of the day, my daughter, who's now 21, when she was in school in Amherst, there was a girl who said she couldn't sit next to her because she was colored. And that was third grade, and it was really shocking to us, because the fact that the girl actually used the word colored was like that old school phrase that we thought was kind of passe, but it was just a reminder that, I guess, you know, some of that stuff still exists. I mean, you have people out there who've never had relationships with people outside their own race, and so our media has never done a justice of portraying especially black people in a certain image. We was always the janitors, the cooks, the cleaners. We were never the educated folks on the, you know, movies and stuff like that. We were always the first to get killed in the movies. You know, I mean, the list goes on.
Kyle, I have to ask, when your daughter was in third grade, I mean, we're talking past in the 2000s, right?
Yes. 2005, 6, maybe, you know.
How was that comment addressed? Because, you know, I was in high school in 2005, 2006, and I can't imagine that comment going without, you know, the classroom pushing back. How did that comment, what happened after that comment was made?
Well, my wife brought it up to the principal of the school. At that point, it was told that, you know, they will have a talk with the parents, but we didn't know the outcome. I mean, the N-word has been used in the classrooms that my kids have witnessed, and you know, people talk about this area, but it's still a very segregated area. I don't know. It's tough, because I don't have any problems. You know, I may have had problems in my earlier years with some of the bigger mindset, but I haven't seen a lot of that stuff that's out there. I think, like you said, most people, the majority, I hopefully believe that, don't have that mindset. But again, I mean, when you allow more diversity in schools and educational places in the workforce, you're going to have less and less of it. So it's just a time period that we're going to have to go through the motions. You know, we can't cure everything. I mean, there's places in America where you'll never see a black person. Those are communities that probably have the same mindset going back for 100 years. New York State's a little bit different because we're a diverse state, but, you know, those flyover countries, flyover states, I guess you could say, you know, there's places where that mindset is still there. And, you know, I just tend to think that all we can do is, you know, pray and just teach our kids and don't believe the hype, basically, because the hype is on the media. And then you have still today a handful of people that still give the majority a bad name. You know, it's only the minority of people out there that are causing problems on either side, but for some reason, the majority gets forgotten about. It's like after 9/11, right? You know, everybody was scared of Muslims, you know, especially the Middle Easterners. I mean, it was a small percent, you know, but the whole race group got labeled terrorists, you know, and, you know, we do that in this country, unfortunately. But again, I still think that, you know, it's a hell of a lot better than it was in my grandparents' era, that's for sure. And, yeah, I don't know. I just don't know.
So, Kyle, because, you know, you say, you know, by generation and generation, it gets less and less. But then you see something that happened on May 14th and the thought of, well, you know, racism will get less and less with time. Don't you, is there something that could be done now to kind of combat it? You know, what if someone runs into someone with these thoughts or has someone in their social circle, as you mentioned, with these thoughts and uses, you know, racist terms? Is there a way that can be combated? Is there any advice you'd give someone that might be in that situation where someone, maybe a friend, a family member, is saying racist things, racist terms? Some way to combat that? Again, I do agree, you know, with time, obviously, you know, it gets less and less. But what about in the now?
Well, the now means you have to stand up against family, loved ones. It's going to be tough, you know. I mean, just imagine, you know, your father, who you've known for 50 years, you know, it's hard to stand up against stuff like that and tell him, hey, Dad, Mom, you're wrong. I know that firsthand. I've been with my wife 26 years, and I've never met my father-in-law. My wife was disowned when she was 20 years old due to race. You know, family members still won't stand up against this bigot mindset of a family member who's admitted just to be a racist. They can't help it. You know, they grew up in a different time period. You know, but their kids turned out okay. But, you know, like I said, I mean, people who say these hateful words, regardless, I mean, of race, so you can talk about sexual preference, you can talk about whatever. The only way that it can go away if people address it, I mean, on the workforce, now we have human resource places where they don't tolerate a lot of this stuff. Now you have these different hate laws on the books that you didn't have, you know, decades ago. You know, again, it comes down to someone being firm enough and say, hey, I guess we can't be friends. Well, by that point, you would have known if your friend was like that, because most of us are in our 30-plus years older, unless you're talking to someone young. But if you have the same friend for 40 years, you've already known that person's mindset because they've talked about it, and you've probably sat in the room and kept your opinions to yourself because you didn't want to be outcasted. And that's a lot of times, too. You know, you figure, well, it's not me. You know, that's the person with the problem. It's not me. So, you know, whatever. You know, but now we see what it does over a time period where, you know, people are willingly going out to do things against people who are just different. I mean, the poor Asian groups over the last few years is being randomly attacked just because of their, you know, I mean, it goes deeper than just black and white. There's a certain group, the replacement theorists. I don't know how many of them are out there, but apparently they have a good a platform. And that's where this young man, you know, got a lot of his ideas from. You know, I don't know the parents' role. You know, I tend to believe that kids tend to do what their parents say. I don't know. I can't judge that. I just know it's learned behavior, and it's learned behavior. That's all I don't know. I would make a person hate somebody because they're different. It's still mind-boggling to me, you know, but it's been around. It's one of the sins of this country, you know, being a hater.
Kyle, what do you think of the death penalty?
Well, we had this discussion today in work, in the classroom with students. Problem is, if you let the young man be in prison the rest of his life, he's going to be a martyr in the white supremacist network in prison. He'll be taken care of. So in some regards, you almost would rather have the death penalty just so he won't be he'll be a martyr either way. But you said it earlier, if this is not a case of the death penalty, then there should never be a death penalty case ever. You know, I believe the Boston Bomber kid, he got the death penalty. And he, you know, I mean, there were lives lost, but it wasn't like he sat there and videotaped it and, you know, purposely went back and forth to the same location just to kill a particular group of people. And he got the death penalty. So if any case, this should succeed every case. This guy should be executed. You know, I'm not a big believer in the death penalty, but this is the extreme. This is the candidate of all times.
That's what I think, Kyle. Hey, man, I really appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Kyle in Amherst opens a line for you, 803-0930, star 930. Our topics are the death penalty for the Topps shooter. I think it should definitely be pursued by the Department of Justice. What do you think? As Kyle said, as Dennis Vacco said, as I said, if not now, then show me a case where the death penalty would be used. I think this is the reason for the death penalty. I think it's why the federal government has the death penalty. I think it's why the state should have the death penalty. 803-0930, star 930, and racism in America. Not the easiest thing to talk about. And again, I do believe that a majority of us are not racist people. We're good people, caring, loving, all that. But there is a small minority of people who have these racist thoughts. How do we combat that? 803-0930, star 930, back after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN on this Monday. For all the texters asking, Tom will be back tomorrow. And we've had a few texts. OMG, please tell me you're not in all week. Yes, I will be. Tom will be back tomorrow, and I'll be in my normal spot of 9 to 10 with Brian Mazurowski. Which, by the way, we'll get into this in the 4 o'clock hour. Mazurowski said something today, making it sound like I was upset that Josh Allen got into the bar and I didn't at one point. By the way, I got into the bar for the game on Friday. I was just, you know, I had to wait a few minutes because of capacity and I worked till 2. But we'll tell the, I don't want to take away. He wants to tell that story tomorrow. I will completely wait until tomorrow to tell that story. However, let me just tell you, what he's saying is a little incorrect, but we will get to it tomorrow. Right now, what we're talking about, there was the press conference with John Flynn, Mayor Brown, and others after the top shooter pled guilty to the 15 charges. It is still in the DOJ's hands if they will pursue the death penalty. I say, what do you have the death penalty for if you don't pursue it in this case? This is why you have the death penalty. This is why the state should have the death penalty. And also, racism in America. How do we combat that? Where are we with racism in America? I believe that a majority of this country is not racist. I truly believe that. Why do I believe that? Well, because I talk with a lot of people. I've been around this country. I think a majority of this country are not racist. We're good, loving, caring people. But we do have a minority of individuals who are racist, and that is a problem. How do we combat that? You heard Kyle from Amherst right before he went to the break. What do you think? 803-0930, star 930. Dan in Tonawanda has been very patient. Dan, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Doing well.
First thing I'd like to say is the First and Second Amendment we should never get rid of. We should hold on to that with our dear hearts, and I'll tell you why. You can just ask China or Iran, and they'll tell us why, I should say. That being said, you know, the death penalty, the fact that we're even talking about whether this should be or shouldn't be applied is sickening to me. It shouldn't even be a question. In fact, our state should have did it already. He should already have the death penalty. And the fact that they didn't is sickening in my eyes. If he doesn't get it through the DOJ, he's going to let down all Americans, and especially the black community, because what this vicious animal did deserves to pay for the his animalism that he portrayed to the people of Buffalo and America, basically, the rural, I should say. But I want to say my granddaughter's half African American, and the day that this happened, we were having a baby shower for her. She wasn't yet born, obviously. And all her, you know, my daughter's family was there and Michael's family was there. That's Leia's father. And we had such a great time. And, you know, everybody was getting along. We're all sitting together. You know, nobody's on one side or the other side. And during this baby shower, they started getting phone calls. Not my family, but his family, because his grandmother was a state trooper for 32 years in a homicide division, and she was getting calls. And then there was people that were at this that worked at that Tops, including a 17-year-old girl that worked at that Tops. She wasn't there, but a lot of these people were from that community. And we didn't really know what was happening. We just knew that there was a shooting, but we didn't know how bad it really was until later on that evening. But, you know, it just makes me sick that there are people like that in this world that are still racist. And I believe that we'll never completely get rid of racism. I think there will always be some form in every race. I mean, there's black people that are racist. There's white people that are racist. There's every kind of, people that are racist. And that's what that just happens, unfortunately. But I do believe that we are a lot better than we used to be. I mean, for example, in the city of Tonawanda where I live, when I went to school, there was one black girl. Now, if you go there, it's like really diverse. I mean, even my street alone, we had one black family lived in the city of Tonawanda. Now my street, I got five black people live on my street alone. I mean, we're well diverse, and that's a good thing because you're bringing people together. They're learning to live together, learn how to communicate together, and, be better people all around. But for my granddaughter, she's only 6 months old now, not quite 6 months. I hope to God that this kid, I shouldn't say kid, I should say animal. Sorry for saying that. I hope that he gets the death penalty. And if he doesn't, I hope they let him go play out in the courtyard with the rest of the guys and they take care of him. That's just how I feel. And for us to be talking about whether he should get it or shouldn't get it is disgusting to me.
Yeah, Dan, I agree. I mean, I think New York State made a big mistake in 07, and I think this is the reason why. This is why you have the death penalty on the books, and I agree. Shame on New York State for not being able to go to that level. I hope the DOJ does it.
And one last thing is that John Flynn, I thought he did a good job in the beginning, but for him to call I thought he called two counties out, but I guess he called one out. I haven't listened to it again yet, but that is disgusting for him to do that. That was terrible because what you're saying, those people don't have anybody that's black in their family. Like, for example, my granddaughter, I told you, she's half black, African-American. You mean to tell me some of those people out in those communities don't have people that are African-American or live there that are African-American? You're telling me there can't be a farmer out there? What a racist thing for him to say something so stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe he said that.
Yeah, Dan, I appreciate the call. Dan and Tonawanda. Bellavia brought that up in the noon hour of his show, if you want to go back and listen. John Flynn was talking about, we'll try to find that that clip, because I don't want to take what he said out of context about the jury selection. So, Josh, if you could go through John Flynn's comments. He said something about the jury selection and then pointed out Cattaraugus County. If you could just find that clip and let me know when you have it. Bellavia did a great breakdown of it, and if you missed that, it was either at the end of the 11 o'clock or beginning of the 12 o'clock hour. And like I said, I think Bellavia, the way he can say things, the way he can really get the point across, better than I'll ever be able to do in my radio career. But go back and listen to that. We'll try to get the comment for you so you know what Dan's talking about if you missed that press conference live here on WBEN. Opens up a line for you at 803-0930, star 930. And where do you think we are? Now we've had a couple of calls. Kyle in Amherst, Dan and Tonawanda. We've had several texts that say the same thing. That, you know, unfortunately, racism is still here in America. It's gotten better over the decades, but it's still here. And is it the kind of thing that with time, it gets better? With time, there's less racism? Or is it something we can combat now? Is this an a way of thinking that we can combat now, that we can push, we should be pushing back against, by the way? As I said, if you know someone, if there's someone in your social circle that has thoughts like this, like I said, if that ever came out with someone that I was friends with, or someone that I would push back on that. And guess what? I think you get to a point where you have to disown someone that has those kinds of thoughts. Josh has the clip. Now, this is from John Flynn, the district attorney. And John Flynn, I've had John Flynn on Hardline plenty of times. I've seen John Flynn out. John Flynn's a really nice guy. This, I think, this should never have been said.
My main concern was if they would have been a change of venue, the trial would have been in like Cattaraugus County or Allegheny County, and the jury would have been made up of white people. And I wanted to make sure he was tried by a jury that looked like the victims of this case.
I think I know what John was trying to say there. But are you telling me, and this goes to the people in Cattaraugus and Allegheny County, are you telling me that a jury in Cattaraugus or Allegheny County would not have found this guy, this monster, guilty on 15 charges? Really? Are you telling me a jury of white people wouldn't have found this guy guilty of 15 charges? If what John is saying, if it was in Cattaraugus or Allegheny County, it would be all white people. By the way, there are all people of all colors and all races that live in Cattaraugus and Allegheny County. I just think that it was a good press conference. The district attorney did not have to say that. I get his point. I get what he was trying to say. But I am 100% confident that Cattaraugus and Allegheny County, if a jury was made up of individuals from Cattaraugus and Allegheny County, no matter the race of the people in the jury, that they would have found this monster guilty of everything he was charged with. I'm confident in saying that. 803-0930, star 930. Again, David Bellavia broke it down beautifully at the end of the 11 o'clock or beginning of the 12 o'clock hour. You can go back and listen to that on demand at WBEN.com and on the Odyssey app. When we get back, I'm going to ask you about setting limits on holiday purchases. By the way, if you still have a call that you want to call in, you want to talk about the death penalty, you want to talk about racism in America, we will continue to take those calls because I think the death penalty thing, to me, it's obvious. To me, it's obvious. This monster, the top shooter, who I call a monster, deserves the death penalty. This is why you have the death penalty. To me, it's obvious. This is why the state should have the death penalty. And as we've been saying, racism in America, I think a majority of us are not racist people. Unfortunately, we have a small amount of people who are racist. And I think we need to find a way to combat that. And it's an uncomfortable conversation that I think we have to have. How do you say that we're going to stop hate, choose love? How do you act that? Not just say it, how do you act that? So I will continue to take those calls as well at 803-0930. It's a conversation that I think we need to continue to have. And I want to thank everyone for the texts, for the calls. Again, it's not the most comfortable conversation, but I think it's one that's necessary. It's Beamer in for Bowerly back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.